Okay, Sheriff. Where is he?
Hey, Carlton. I don't know who you were thinking of when I said I had somebody out here, but I meant... Hey! I told you on the way here. Quit that. How did you even do that with the... Sorry about that. I thought she'd be fine alone in the truck for a few minutes, but even with cuffs on, she keeps causing trouble.
Ugh, about time you got here, old man. I want to drive this baby all the way back to HQ with a siren on, run all the stop signs just for the fun of it. Oh, and then do some donuts in Mr. Roberts' parking lot.
Deputy Thomas?
Psh, duh, what are you, stupid or something?
I don't think you're stupid, Miss Liza.
Who asked you, nerd?
Hey, you can't talk to him like that.
Yeah, only Carlton can talk to him like that.
Well, actually, you're not totally wrong.
I think what everyone is trying to say is that Dr. Quaid isn't really in the right mindset to deal with much of anything right now. And I'm starting to get the idea that the deputy might not be either.
Huh. You know, I was wondering why the docs seemed jumpier than usual.
Jumpy? Really? Boo!
Now that's enough, Deputy Thomas.
You can't tell me what to do! You're not my dad!
Actually, as the sheriff, I very much can tell you what to do. And I don't much like your tone right now, Deputy.
Why, you...
It's been like this ever since we were out of patrol, and Jerry ran off chasing after one of those hoes. By the time I caught up with her, the thing added up and vanished, and Jerry was, well, downright childish.
And rude!
So the kid isn't the only one who's been affected by the rift. Sheriff, have you seen anybody else who's been acting off?
Well, yeah. Why do you think I came to you? Before Jerry went off the deep end, we'd broken up a fight down at the Rovers. Mike and Clay Carter are still at large.
I wish you were at large.
Not the time, Deputy. These investigators are gonna help us get things back to normal. I assume.
We're on it. Whatever this is, it's not gonna get any worse. Not on our watch. Starting after this phone call. Hello?
Mr. Carlton! Hi! See, Benji? I told you he'd answer.
Rachel, when did you get a phone?
I imagined one up. It was an emergency. Don't tell my mom.
Okay. Wait, what emergency?
Okay. So, Benji and I went out looking for Sai, but then we didn't find Sai. But we did find a bunch of grown-ups acting weird, and then I made the floor into hot sauce lava, and we followed this glitchy portal thingy through the woods to Freddy Malucci's house, and he was all nice and it was really creepy. And then we heard a noise and we followed it all the way back through the woods, and, I guess what I want to say is, we found Sai.
You what?
We went to a bar.
Benji!
I'm sorry, but I was never going to be able to keep that secret.
Wait, hold it, Half Pint. Did you say you found Sai?
Uh-huh. He's
attempting to mix makeshift explosives and throw them at that Delia lady's house.
Oh, mother of God. I figured it'd be stupid, but... Just stay right there, kids, and do not go near the demon. You hear me? We'll be there as soon as we can. We got a problem.
Oh yeah, this is gonna be good.
Hey you! Drop the explosives before somebody gets hurt! And yeah, by somebody, I mean you.
Huh? Oh hey, look! It's the wannabe investigators and, me? But doctor me? Whoa, that is weird, isn't it? Ha!
Sai, what are you doing?
Oh, what's it look like I'm doing? Obviously solving the Delia problem the way you lot were too spineless to do.
You mean murder?
Attempted murder! I've just got the bottles of extremely flammable chemical cocktail. Up to them whether or not they survive them. Speaking of, I better throw these through Delia's window.
Are you drunk right now?
No. She's drunk.
I'm 8.
You act like that makes a difference. Gosh, am I really that insufferable?
Yeah. Sorry.
Oh. I'll show you insufferable. Fire in the hole!
Oh, no, you don't!
Whoa!
Awesome!
Kids, get out of here! And would somebody catch the bottle?
Got it! Now what?
Put it out!
Right! Deactivate the explosive.
I got it.
Thank you! Shit! Jack! Use your extendo arms to hold them down!
Fine, but maybe we don't call them extendo arms?
Whatever! Just stop him before he grabs another wannabe Molotov cocktail!
Damn it! Oh gosh!
You guys, quiet down or else Delia's going to—
What the hell is going on out here?
Only the ruining of the best evil plan ever!
Oh, enough already. This was maybe slightly evil at best.
I actually thought it was all very terrifying.
Hey, I thought I got rid of you. And, demon, you— wait a minute.
Yeah, we're just as confused by all this as you are.
Then maybe it's about time somebody explains things. And by somebody, I mean a savvy, ultra-powerful being. And by that, I mean me.
Oh, good. I was worried we were never gonna get any exposition.
So basically, the Rift was always meant to be incredibly unstable. Chaotic evil tends to be like that. It's one thing for stuff to come out of it, but another incredibly stupid thing to throw stuff in. So when Delia tried to do away with Dr. Dingus...
What'd you call me?
Yes, that is a fair assessment.
The Rift got agitated enough that it started expelling bad and good energies all over the place. And it's affecting the locals.
We noticed.
Ugh! Why would you lick my hand?
Got you let go of me, didn't it? Don't pretend you didn't like it.
Both of you shut up. I'm not done talking. Anyways, turns out the whole cluster smiting has an upside. Or at least it does for Delia.
Huh.
Oh god.
Well, given that most residents of Hainsbury, well, off their rockers, are ultimately good-natured, and the Rift has a generally polarizing effect. Basically, the whole town just got a whole lot badder.
So, like, badder as in a potential army of minions?
I'm honestly impressed you got there so quickly. But yeah, enjoy.
Well, looks like the evil plan is back on. Nate!
What? What did I miss?
I need you to go around town and recruit as many prospective minions as you can. You'll know them when you see them.
Okay. But why?
Well, we're gonna need somebody to help us hold off these idiots while Cersei closes the portal. Then we can keep this beautifully backwards mess going forever. It's a flawless plan!
Except for the part where you call us idiots.
No, she's got a point. And a fun one at that. I want in.
With the woman you tried to blow up a few minutes ago?
And who's tried to kill you? Like, multiple times?
What can I say? I worship chaos.
No way! You're coming with us and we're gonna fix this. Starting with getting the kid back to normal!
I don't know. I think I prefer things this way. Welcome to the team, whatever your name is. How about to celebrate we get these investigators off our backs?
Okay.
Right. Just try it.
Yeah, just try it.
You're going down, you rapscallions.
Hey, I told you kids to get out of here!
Oh, good. You've got dead weight. That'll make this real fast.
Mr. Carlton!
Ha! That was perfect. Hit him again.
How about we take a shot first?
Oh, another of your little dust clouds. Can't you come up with a better trick or... Crap, I can't feel my legs.
Ugh. Still think I need a new trick?
Ugh. Oh, crap, she can still grapple!
Okay, Dee, I'm gonna go get those menus you asked for. Preferably far away from here. Cool? I'll take that as a yes. Meet up with you later.
Guys, a little help here?
We've got your back, friend!
Sure. What he said.
Ugh, you and your stupid teamwork! You know what? Why am I even bothering with this? I'm wasting valuable evil plan time here! Hey, new guy, how about you show me what you've got?
Oh, you are on! Especially because I was holding back.
You were? Oh, crap.
Hell yeah! Who's next?
Maybe we should run?
Too late.
Not bad. Who knew that all this time all I needed to do was let you destroy yourselves? Go ahead and finish them off, and meet us at the rift when you're done. Cersei!
What?
Dramatic exit. Ooh, spooky fog. I like how you're thinking today. Well, we're out. Take care, investigators. Or not.
Hey! Hold it!
Well, I'd say it's been nice knowing you, but I don't know if it really was, so...
Sai, listen. I get the whole stupid evil thing you've got going on right now, but you'd still double-cross us after everything we've been through?
Miss Liza's right.
How many times do I have to tell you kids to stay out of the way?
The heinous investigators are your friends.
I don't got no friends.
That's a double negative.
What? You're a double negative. Screw it. I'm just gonna get this over with.
Okay. Where does he keep getting those?
Pardon me, me, but perhaps you could take a moment to reassess your actions. Never mind, do whatever you like. Please don't hurt me.
Okay, Mr. Sai. We were super excited to track down a demon today, but now you've really messed things up. And that's not okay. So, you've gotta go.
Right. Make me.
Okay. Your bomb is hot sauce now. You're welcome.
You little brat! I oughta...
Yeah, that felt good! You okay, Half Pint?
Uh-huh.
Kid, how about you?
Yes, I'm all right, thank you. But please don't worry yourself on my account.
Sure, I'll do that. Right after we take care of this problem with you and... Sai's gone.
I think he escaped while you were checking on us and Dr. Quaid was feeling sorry for himself.
Great, thanks for the observation, Benji.
Thanks for your sarcastic thank you, Mr. Carlton.
So now Sai is gone, and Delia is going around trying to amass an army of rowdy townspeople. I think we've somehow gone back beyond square one here. What are we supposed to do now?
Do what we tend to do in these situations and go back to HQ to regroup?
Oh no. Is this one of those occasions when you say something narratively relevant and then assume that we somehow transition to another place and time entirely? I always find that overwhelming. No offense, Frank, truly.
Don't worry, Elliot. This is definitely not one of those times, right, Frank?
Sure, right. Definitely not one of those times. Not at all. Back at HQ.
All right, time for a strategy session. I'm thinking we don't hold back. Rush over there and catch Delia with a full no-holds-barred assault. Get her when she least expects it.
That's always your plan. And it's a terrible one. Delia's essentially trying to raise a militia. We have no idea what we'll be up against when we get there.
Well, what's your big idea, then?
Well, let's be realistic here. For all we know, this scheme of Delia's could cause damage of massive proportions. So for everyone's safety, it would make sense to conduct an immediate evacuation to the closest populated area. Then we'll have to either determine an effective way to counter the aftermath of the rift, or wait for the damage to peter out entirely. I'm thinking 5 to 10 years max. I'm sure with Martin's current resources, he'd be able to arrange decent lodging and business accommodations. Worst case scenario, Hainsbury becomes a ghost town in the literal and traditional sense, and we end up founding the town all over again elsewhere.
Okay, good reasoning, but kinda defeatist, don't you think?
Still more rational than your plan.
Aw, come on, guys! We can't let this thing tearing the town apart tear us apart! Okay. I've got a brilliant plan in the works, but we're gonna need a list of outrageous and seemingly irrelevant items.
And you're not gonna list what they are?
Yeah, I thought I'd just get straight to the core of it before I went into too much detail. But trust me, it'll be awesome.
Oh, I'm even afraid of my own distraught sighs.
Hey, Elliot? You okay?
No. I'm a failure. At least if that display at Delia's home was anything to go by.
Oh, I don't think it was that.
You saw what happened out there, Miss Liza. You were all in danger with my own infernal personality to blame, and all I could do was cower in fear. I could never figure out how to control my demon half on my own, and now that it's gone, I can't even come to the aid of those closest to me without suffering some sort of nervous breakdown.
Your demon half?
Oh, that explains a lot.
Dr. Quaid, does that mean when we asked you about Sai before, you felt weird answering because you and him are the same person?
Yes. Well, usually.
Oh, man. If I'd known that, I would have tried to use my powers to put you all back together again. With only, like, a small chance you'd end up like an aardvark or something.
In that case, maybe it's better things worked out like this.
Perhaps, but, it would be nice if someone could devise a way to rectify it.
Why can't you?
Well, I believe that it has been made abundantly clear that I am quite literally half the person I used to be.
But that doesn't mean you can't solve your own problems. Even with the way everything has gone all backwards today, that logic is solid.
I think what the kids, I mean, junior investigators, are trying to say is to not count yourself out just yet. They believe in you. I do too, especially compared to what else we have to work with right now.
Frankenstein, for the last time, leave the stupid magjet out of this! I thought you blew it up in the fight with the killer robot!
Android, and I am telling you that the magjet Mark III is already up and raring to go! Give or take an engine or two.
See what I mean?
But I-
Don't forget what you told me. You find intellectual solutions, right?
Yes.
So let's see you find one.
I suppose you're right. Perhaps I can do something, this sudden unexpected boost in confidence permitting. In fact, I think I've got a plan. Or I will in a moment. Mr. Carlton, may I have a word?
And I think I need to sit down.
Hey, Miss Liza, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm good, kids. Thanks for checking.
But what happened? You were okay a minute ago.
Well, yeah, but that was before... All right, between us, I may have used my mist power a little bit to help Dr. Quaid feel a bit better about himself. Like an adrenaline rush kind of thing. But I guess I should have realized, since a whole part of him is missing... Well, I'll put it this way. Trying to influence a feeling that isn't really there takes a lot out of you.
I think that makes sense. And I think it was nice that you did it.
Thanks. I think so too. Now we just have to hope it pays off before things take another turn for the worse.
Back, what a miss.
just Nate's disappointing delivery on the extremely easy order of recruit some minions.
Hey, you weren't there. They were so wild and disorganized, I could barely get them to stop what they were doing, let alone listen. And one of those fishermen tried to throw me into the ocean.
Excuses.
Well, at least I found someone.
Sure, whatever. And what are your names, new minions?
Huh? Oh, I'm Mike. Hey, I thought there was going to be some snacks at this thing. Hey!
Jerry Thomas, former deputy, now certified badass.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da Clay Carter.
Well, I guess I've seen worse. And now, with a witch, a demon, and a crew of willing lackeys on our side.
Ahem.
Oh yeah, and Nate.
Thanks, sis.
Whatever. Thus begins the reign of our Legion of Doom.
Legion of Doom? I thought this was more of a League of Evil.
I thought we settled on bad guy bros on the walk over here.
No we didn't. Because it's not inclusive, you sexist ass.
What did you call me?
Neat! A fight! You know, I've always wanted to open up a secret fight club under the bar. Maybe this is how it starts.
You hit hard, but Clay Carter hits harder.
Wow, and you think I'm incompetent?
Shut up, Nate.
Okay.
Psst, Cersei. Cersei. What you doing?
Trying to determine the nature of the magical fluctuations within this rift so I can close it.
Yeah, that's real interesting. Say, why do you let Delia boss you around all the time?
She summoned me. I'm bound by cosmic law to serve her until she destroys her enemies.
Sure, but do you really?
Explain.
If I have to, it's like this. You've got magic, I'm a demon. And what has she got? I'll tell you, nothing. I bet we could take her. Then this would be our Legion League of Bad Guys, eh?
Oh, I get you.
Nice!
Hey, Delia. Demon Boy here is trying to stage a coup.
Oi! You sold me out! What was that, 2 seconds?
What part of cosmically bound do you not understand?
To be honest, all of it. But that's not my fault! Pretty sure the other side of me got all the thinking parts.
Clearly! I should have known you'd be trouble. What made you think you could pull a double cross on me?
I got bored taking orders. Actually, I just got bored. You're boring.
Oh, how dare! That was worse than the attempted mutiny. You'll pay for that. Cersei, deal with him.
Yeah, right. I'd like to see a trip.
Okay, looks like you were right, Frankenstein. They couldn't get it together enough for, what did you call it?
Legion/League of Doom/Evil.
Sure. Looks like you're on, kid.
Me?
Yeah, you. This is your plan, isn't it? Thought you'd be giving the marching orders for once.
But I can't.
Guess that mist already wore off. It's okay, Elliot. Carlton's used to being in charge. He can handle it from here. Right, Carlton?
You know, you are very scary when you get all protective. But yeah, I'm on it.
Damn, you got a mean right hook. You know that, Jerry?
That's nothing. You should see me do my sick roundhouse kick. As soon as my nose stops bleeding.
On the bright side, next people who cross us totally won't know what hit them.
Hey, Deputy! Mike! Mr. Fisherman Guy? I'm sorry. Rachel, what's his name?
Mr. Carter.
Oh, thank you. Hey, Mike! Deputy and Mr. Carter!
Huh?
Okay, I know things have been a little screwy today, but do you see the two little kids too?
Hi! Hey, hi! Look over here! It's us, the Junior Investigators!
And we've invaded your evil organization!
Oh, no! Not on our watch. Beat it, kids, before we make you.
What are you doing here, anyway?
Being a convenient distraction.
What?
Ow!
That was easy.
Heck yeah! Not gonna lie, kinda always wanted to knock out an adversary in the midst of a climactic rescue. Nice distraction, kids!
Thank you very much!
What is taking so long, Cersei? How hard is it to close a portal?
If you want this done fast, you'll stop badgering me.
So far, so good. Either of you have eyes on Sai yet?
No, but he's not exactly firing on all cylinders right now. He couldn't have gotten far.
Pardon me, but should Cersei be looming over us at the moment?
Hey.
Hey!
Let me guess, you came to get your friend back?
Wouldn't exactly call him a friend, but yes.
Fine, you can have him.
You can't do that! You have no idea what I could do to... Really?
Sure, if you can get through the sealed magical prison I put him in. He was more annoying than he was worth, and on this team, that's saying a lot.
I am not annoying! Just extremely impulsive! There's a difference, I think.
As you can tell, he's right over there, and has not gotten any less irritating! You don't have much time before Delia notices you sneaking around, but I'm sure as Hades not going to stop you. Good luck. You're going to need it.
Oh, you again? Guess I could do worse. So what are you waiting for? Get me out of here!
Really? What happened to not having friends? Pretty sure getting you out of this mess is a decidedly friend thing.
I wasn't. You lot don't. Look, I... Shove it.
You think we can save the guilt-tripping conversations on morality for after we end this?
Okay. Any ideas on how to destroy a magical prison?
This was an unforeseen obstacle in the execution of this plan.
Hey, what the hell is this?
Told you she'd notice.
I thought you investigators were out of the picture. Damn, can that demon do even one thing right?
I am having a bad day!
You'd be smart not to start anything, Delia. We've got you outnumbered.
Yeah, funny story about that, boss.
Yeah, that's right. Keep moving. All who question the, whatever we're calling it, of evil will be taken down!
Ah, jeez, that's your evil laugh? Maybe we could use that to torture the prisoners. That is what we're supposed to do in this kind of situation, right?
Wow, you are all really terrible at this. Which makes us getting caught by you infinitely more humiliating.
Sorry, Mr. Carlton.
On the bright side, I'm getting some good notes to hopefully avoid future capture.
I thought you guys were supposed to knock them out!
Ha! You think you can just hit somebody over the head and knock them out? It takes finesse. Now, minions, get rid of the investigators and do it right this time!
Carlton?
Don't worry, we can handle this. You and the kid just stick to the plan. Or at least what's left of it.
Oh, that was terrible. Do it again. Miss Liza, maybe we should just give up. We're clearly on the path towards certain doom, and for what? Certainly not for me. At this rate, I should probably join my other self in the magical prison where I can't make things any worse. Ouch!
Oh man, are you... Wait a minute. That's it! Elliot, it's you! You got a reaction out of Cersei's magic! I think there's some kind of weird, unpredictable force you must have picked up, maybe from the rift. I bet if you focused it, you could break through the barrier.
Oh, no, that makes sense. Within the direct vicinity of the rift, the potential chaotic energy between both halves of myself must be at reality-shattering levels. And also extremely dangerous. I can't risk tampering with it. Sorry?
Don't be. You can do this, and I'm gonna help you through it, but when I do, no matter what happens to me, you finish this, promise?
Miss Liza. Yes! Dr. Elliot Quaid is back! And Miss Liza, she told you to ignore her. Talk about clueless. You're one to talk, but I suppose you're right. Which would mean I'm right. Oh, not this again! Remember, Miss Liza said to focus.
You think you can hurry it up, kid?
Huh!
Oh, damn it! These guys are surprisingly capable in a fight!
Come on, Elliot, old boy. You can do this. Perhaps I could benefit from a bit of help. You serious? Well, the energy exists between both of us. Don't you want things to go back to the way they were? Fine. Yes! Doc? Silas? Well, today's been an absolute shit show, huh? I'm aware, yes. Because of that stupid whole rift thing, I can't think straight. And this is the first time in hours that I've been able to carry out a conversation without having some sort of panic attack. We really are two halves of the same whole, aren't we? I cannot tell whether or not you are being snide at the moment. No, really. I don't know if you remember, but a certain red-headed pain in the arse recently reminded me that me and you aren't so different. You and I. Shut up.
Will you two just kiss and make up already?
Yes, Mr. Carlton.
Oh, fuck off! So what now, if you're so smart or whatever?
Well, I was thinking, if the energy between us could reverse Cersei's magic once, who's to say it couldn't do so again?
What the hell is that supposed to... Oh. This is gonna suck.
Yes, I believe so.
Hey, how did the demon escape? And what's he doing?
I think Dr. Quaid and Sai are gonna fix the rift!
What? Oh no, they're not. Minions!
Yeah, okay, got him!
Yeah, let's go!
No, 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 wait! Crap! Kid, look out!
Don't worry, I have the perfect plan! Let's hit them. Or we could let them hit each other. What? Duck! Ha! How about that? But what about the other one? Other one?
Hey, deputy! Oh, yeah? How about this?
I see your encounter with this.
I got this one.
Wow.
That was impressive.
I'll say, at this rate, Elliot is looking at resolving this plot 21.7% quicker than our usual.
Oh, no, he won't. Who needs minions when I've still got my old standbys? Nate! Cersei! Stop them!
Actually, I think I'm gonna hang back. See where this goes.
Didn't we summon you to help us?
Yeah, there's a solid 50-50 chance that those two will screw something up, and your sister will get what she wants.
Huh. I'll take those odds.
But, ugh! Fine. I guess if you want to get anything done right, you've got to do it yourself. Huh?
Or not.
Let go of me! Go, Elliot, buddy, go!
All right, Doc, moment of truth. You ready? Could I possibly have a moment, please? Oh, for the love of... Just jump!
Would you look at that? Guess the kid's stupid plan backfired. Now the thing's even worse than before. Ha!
Actually... Yep, I think it just disappeared for good.
So, we still win?
And the effects with it.
Huh? Hey, what's going on here?
I think we tried to get in a fight. Or more like a bunch of fights. Sorry about that, investigators.
but good on you for stopping us. Now, how do we get home?
So much for your army of evil minions, huh, Delia?
Oh, we'll see who's laughing when I get Cersei to open that rift all over again. Better yet, I'll do it myself. And I'll get it right. Where's that staff you had, Cersei? Show me how it works.
Right. Staff.
Oh, don't tell me you lost it again.
Pardon me, but I believe that we've been in this predicament before.
You little runt! How did you get here?
To be honest, I am not entirely certain. And that's just fine with me.
What do you want?
For you to listen. All of today's events, including your current state of shock and disappointment, could have been avoided if you had taken heed of my warnings, but you ignored me. But hopefully that won't happen again.
Oh, please, what are you gonna do? Bless me to death?
Actually, I was thinking of a more expedient approach. I may be back to my usual self, but half capacity or not, I can break a stupid stick.
No!
Oh, man. That's my good staff.
Sorry.
Dee, I think we should go.
But...
I got her. You can probably guess, but this isn't over. Nice move, Doc. Until the next one.
Elliot, that may have been the coolest thing you've ever done.
I didn't know you had it in you.
Oh, thank you. Neither did I. But don't expect me to do it again.
Whatever you say.
Oh my gosh, Miss Liza! Please let this method of healing apply to supernatural ability-related exhaustion. Oh, thank goodness.
Elliot, are you okay? Did we... with the rift and Delia?
Yes, everything is fine. Thanks to you.
Oh, that's good. Oh, Elliot?
Yes?
Would you mind, possibly, letting go of my hand?
Oh my! Yes. My apologies, Miss Liza.
Well, Jack's helping the townies get home. We should probably do the same. I mean, if everything's okay here...
Yes, absolutely! I believe that Miss Liza was just finding her bearings. Miss Liza.
Yep, all good.
So, homeward then?
Lead the way. After today, I know you can.
Hey, Dr. Quaid, wait up! What you did, jumping into the Chaos Rift and everything, it was so cool! Would you show us all your neat demon tricks sometime?
Ooh, and maybe how to make those explosives too? I mean, if it's okay with you.
Oh, I'm not sure if that is a particularly good idea. Actually, I would be happy to show you. Provided that we receive permission from a parent or reasonable authority figure.
Yes!
Awesome!
Yes. Awesome.
Hey, fellow investigators. Want to help support the show? Feel free to follow us on social media and check out our Patreon page at patreon.com/wildlypods for all kinds of fun bonus content. Heinous Investigations was created, written, and directed by Jessica Castro, featuring the voices of Dio Garner, David Manuele, Emily Folger, Alana Garcia, Tuan Nguyen, Bryce Riffle, AJ Somerville, Maria Elizabeth Burns, Naomi Park, Jamie Forney, Megan Lundquist, and Jessica Castro, with guest appearances by Jeffrey Delphin and Christian Pineda. Sound design, editing, and mixing by Owen Thornton. Heinous Investigation's spooky theme song written and arranged by Jordan Castro, with instrumentals by Lucas Urbina. Promotional media by Tom Bellick. Thanks for listening, and happy investigating.